This morning, President Trump stood by a false claim that children are almost immune from COVID-19. Reporters asked him what evidence he has to back that up.
All you have to do is read the newspapers or read the medical reports.
Yesterday, Twitter and Facebook restricted the president's campaign social media accounts until posts were removed that contained this misinformation from him. By the way, children are not immune to the coronavirus.
Which is why schools across the country are grappling with how to reopen safely. And when Chicago Public Schools announced yesterday that the school year start will be all virtual, people took notice. Let's get some context from Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Jennifer Nuzzo. Dr. Nuzzo, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And first of all, I feel we can't say it enough. Would you please confirm children are not immune to COVID-19?
They are not immune. Children can very much get this virus. While it's true, they seem to be less severely affected by it as compared to adults, it is not true that they cannot get it.
Yeah. Well, Chicago originally was going to start school with a hybrid, you know, part in-person, part online model. Now it's going all virtual. Schools in Los Angeles will also be all virtual. New York is going to do the hybrid. Students in class 2 to 3 days a week. And it is all over this map of this great country, not just in big cities. It's different everywhere. Does that concern you?
It very much concerns me. I think the fact that we don't feel that it's safe enough to reopen schools represents a national failing. We frankly shouldn't be in this situation. Other countries were able to respond to a rise in cases like we had in the spring, and they brought their epidemics under control, and they were able to reopen schools. But unfortunately, the United States is in much different circumstances in many states, and so in many states, it is going to be difficult to open schools without worry that there will be outbreaks that will have to shut the schools again. But I consider this a national crisis.
Yeah. Well, especially after the past few days, a student in Indiana tested positive on the first day of school, as did a student in Georgia. But what are you suggesting? I mean, you can have a one-size-fits-all in a rural area in some part of the country that may have absolutely no cases. What should happen?
Sure. I think if you live in an area where there is a low level of community transmission, meaning you're not seeing rising case counts, you're seeing a situation where the case numbers are hopefully declining. If you're able to put some safety precautions in place at schools, and these are the common sense things like trying to increase the distance between students and between students and staff, and also just trying to reduce the number of people that have interaction with each other throughout the day. If you're able to put those measures into place, and we've seen a number of school districts basically say that they are not able to do that with the resources they have. But if a school district is and they're able to require masks, then I think it is possible to safely reopen schools. Unfortunately, you know, a number of school districts have been struggling. They've tried to order supplies and they haven't gotten it. And many people live in communities where the case numbers are unfortunately accelerating.
Right. Well, broadening out from schools, Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine was supposed to meet with President Trump today on a tarmac in Cleveland. DeWine tested as part of a protocol, and now he says he has tested positive. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, who's been accused of being maybe too optimistic at times, yesterday singled out 9 cities for concerning spikes. She said Baltimore, where you are, Atlanta remain at very high levels, Kansas City, Portland, Omaha. She said we're seeing a slow uptick in test positivity in places like Chicago, Boston, Detroit, D.C. She calls these spikes embers and a new phase. Your view of it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a new phase. This is something that the country has been dealing with now for months. But yes, when we see not only case numbers starting to increase, but test positivity increase, it is a warning that despite all the efforts to expand testing, the spread of the virus has outpaced those efforts. And we should expect things to get worse unless we take a different approach. And, you know, I think in some cities, you're going to see probably increased restrictions. Hopefully other places people will take heed and they will, you know, wear masks if they haven't been. They will stay home as much as possible and maintain, 6-foot distance between people.
We only have about a half a minute to just ask you about the fact that there's going to be a big motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota this weekend. 250,000 people are expected to attend. Masks and social distancing are not required. The mayor says he feels fine. Just very briefly, Your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a really troubling thing. I mean, you don't really want to have a mass gathering of people coming from across the country, from multiple states, including those that are really hard hit. But certainly you would absolutely want to make sure people are wearing masks if you're going to have an outdoor gathering, which could be safer than indoors, but masks are absolutely necessary.
Yeah. Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins. Thank you so much.
Thank you.